Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have a liftoff.
So what do we got here, pal?
Yeah, so welcome to our doomed review of Chaz Palminteri's A Bronx Tale Premium Cigars. We are kind of reviewing these in tandem, like you were saying, with Chaz Palminteri's Cabernet Sauvignon. You could check out that portion of the review strictly for the wine separately. We thought it would be cool as well to see how the wine goes with the cigar.
I just took a pull and a sip, and yeah. It tastes pretty good.
All right, well, that's good to know. So I'll lay out some story here first. As I've come to learn so far, this is now the second Chaz Palminteri thing where we're reviewing. There's a story behind.
He's an entertainer, so we got to be entertained here.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Chaz Palminteri is a Bronx Tale cigar expanded. The cigar now has a core regular production line. The mob movie classic A Bronx Tale, starring Chaz Palminteri, was the centerpiece of a limited edition cigar released last year that came in only one size. Now the movie-themed smoke has been expanded to include a core line that will be made on an ongoing basis. The new full-time brand is called the Bronx Tale Calogero, named after Palminteri's grandfather, similar to the wine.
So wait, then these are the... this is what we're talking about.
Yeah, Calogero. It says it right here on them. Okay. Calogero is also the name of the protagonist. Calogero. It's Calogero. Calogero. So, see, I've been saying it wrong.
Am I the one reading?
I guess so. That's a shame for me. I'm from the Bronx. But anyway. So Calogero is the name of the protagonist in 1993 film, which also starred Robert De Niro, who finds himself torn between the world of gangsters and his own family. So now that I'm putting all together, man, very wise marketing and branding here, naming your cigar after kind of like your crown achievement.
Yeah. Think how big that movie is.
Oh, yeah, it's huge. A Bronx Tale Calogero comes in four sizes, Robusto, Toro, Torpedo, and Gordo. The cigars are made from a blend of Ecuadorian Habano wrappers, Dominican binders, and fillers from the Dominican Republic and Nicaragua. The Robusto measures 5.5 inches long by 52 ring with a suggested retail of $12.40 per cigar. The Toro 6x54 goes for $12.60. Torpedo 6x52 for $12.80. And Gordo 6x60 is $13.20. Not the biggest cigar guys here. We do smoke them on the regular. You can check out Patriot Cigars, our buddy Alan over there. But I will say that's like not a bad price nowadays.
No.
For
usually,
a cigar.
I mean, outside of the Patriot Cigars, I usually only spend about $11-$12, on a cigar. So this is right in the sweet spot.
The original release came in boxes of 10 and was limited to 2,500 boxes. The new regular production version comes in boxes of 20. The cigars are rolled in the Dominican Republic by Epic Cigars at Tabaquela Von Eichen SRL. They are distributed by Epic Cigars and are made in collaboration with Paul De Silva of La Casa Grande Cigars in the Bronx, New York. There we go, Bronx kids. Both the limited edition and regular production cigars will be on display at the Epic Cigars and Xander Gregg booth at the PCA Trade Show, which has already passed. All right. I like it so far.
Yeah. For anybody who knows me, I like a lighter Connecticut cigar. This is a bit darker of a wrap. And it's smooth. It's not bad. I don't know if I'll be able to finish this straight up. Just I'm terrified of that nicotine high, as you guys saw on the Zin episode. But
Captain's palms are going to be sweating.
Yeah, I'm already getting hot in here with the room full of smoke.
I could open a door in a little bit here. It is smooth, man. I'm learning to appreciate, as someone who's like, not that big of a cigar smoker, I'm learning to kind of appreciate the darker cigars. Something about them, I feel like they're a little bit more humid or something. I don't know.
There's definitely a richer flavor and then a higher concentrate of the tobacco in the darker leaves. Kind of feel like, we like dark aged whiskey. I feel like that's what we're getting out of the cigar.
Yeah, kind of. I will note that we lit them before we started recording because we're like, we don't want to be here fumbling like idiots trying to get them started.
These lighters are broken.
Yeah, and I like to use a hemp wick to light my cigars. And I'll tell you what, it lit up instantly. Yeah. And it's not dry. It's nice and humid. It's in good shape.
So far, it's not cracking and falling apart. That is my single-handedly biggest pet peeve when a cigar starts falling apart. Whether you kept it in your humidor or not, this is holding together pretty well. I could see a little weak spot, but I'm not complaining yet.
Yeah, that would have been me. I poked through it by accident. Or I hate when, like, you know, the area around where you put your mouth, like, starts peeling off.
Yes.
And you get, like, a piece of tobacco.
It's very little right now, but it's good. Yeah.
I like the little detail here on the top. It says East 187th Street, Belmont Avenue. And the Bronx is near Arthur, Arthur Avenue. Yep, my father's down there as well. Still working down there. Calabria Pork Store. Check it out. Really cool neighborhood. A lot of Italian tradition down there. It's a good cigar, I have to say. Yeah,
and you know, the name is a solid goddamn name. Bronx Tale. And the whole black and gold, love it. It's a nice little label too.
Yeah. Man, so I didn't know Chaz Palminteri's dad was named Cologino. So that's, I guess, where he got the inspiration for the story. Like a little, little backstory, a little history. I like that. Today. I love kind of like inserting a little personal touch into whatever project you're working on. I think that's like meaningful and cool, a little tradition.
So let's take a pull and then a sip, because I've already tried this and it's pretty good. I think you're going to like it.
Oh, yeah. They complement each other well. Definitely.
Yeah. The wine takes all the crap out of your mouth.
They go well together.
Yeah.
They were definitely designed with that in mind.
It's refreshing with the cigar. Definitely.
Yeah. If you want to check that out, we'll also have a Dune review of the Chaz 2020 Cabernet Sauvignon. We both really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed this, man. I'm probably going to smoke the whole thing here.
Go for it. What are you giving it? I'm going to smoke it until I don't feel good. So
I'm going to give it an 8.7. This is a cigar as someone who's like into the cigar world, but I don't smoke enough to always be buying cigars. You know, they last a long time.
Yeah.
I would put this into my rotation for future cigars to actually someone who's like feeling out his space in the cigar world. This could make it into my rotation with like the Patriot cigars and a couple other things I really like.
I would like to see a light version come out and I would be super, super excited to try that. I gave the wine a go check it out on the Doomed review. I'm going to give this an 8 as well. It's solid. It's very good quality, very good taste. I'm not getting any of that like disgusting tobacco taste in my mouth. Sometimes the leaves are a little bit funky with the flavors they put on it. I'm not getting any of that. It's smooth as can be. It's not intoxicating. It's tasty. So yeah, an 8.
Yeah. I don't think we have enough time here in the review to see, but I also use like a good measure of a cigar is how long it could hold before needing to be ashed.
Well, I just ash because I know yours, what's going to happen.
That usually happens to me every time we're doing a podcast. I'm smoking a cigar here. I usually end up dropping the ash on myself, but I feel like this is going to hold out well. We'll see. Maybe it'll be if you want to watch we'll be doing a full episode here as well. If you want to see, I'll come back to it later. So that's our Doomed review. Go check it out. Chaz Palminteri doing an excellent job of marketing, putting his crown achievement on a couple of products.
Guy's becoming a pretty good entrepreneur. I wonder if it's all above board. How many palms did he have to grease to get a cigar?